Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 157. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, how you doing? Pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing well. We're going to have a little fun today. We're going to do we're going to call it the WDW Main Street Dining Plan. What we're going to do is me and you're going to give a review of what we would have if we were on the dining plan at each of the parks. We're going to do the Animal Kingdom today, and then we'll do the Studios, Epcot, the Magic Kingdom. I don't know what in what order, but we'll do all of them. And then we're also going to do Downtown, which will be the new Disney Springs. And then we'll do one with what we would eat at all the resorts. We ain't going to do each individual resort, but we'll each go to a resort and do the dining plan.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Eating in Disney World is a attraction all in itself. So this is going to be fun.
Absolutely. We're going to call it the WDW Main Street Dining Plan. And today we're going to kick it off with the Animal Kingdom. And I'm going to let you go first, Dan, and you could do any way you want. You could have your snack first, you could have your counter first, or you can have your sit down. You tell me how you're going to spend your day at the Animal Kingdom with the dining plan.
All right. I'm going to cheat right out of the box because I can. Okay. We're at the Animal Kingdom. So I'm going to go into the Animal Kingdom bright and early in the morning, I guess, and I'm going to pick up my Wilderness Explorer pamphlet and get all that stuff for the rest of my day at the Animal Kingdom, so I can check out all those different things around the park. But after I do that, I'm going to go over to the Daiwa Bar there, a Daiwa Bar, however you say that, and I'm going to get an African Bloody Mary. Now, this is not on the dining plan, so I'm going to pay out of pocket.
Okay.
But they have these specialty Bloody Marys. I know we've mentioned this on the show, but they're pretty cool. And I'm going to get the African Bloody Mary, like I said, which comes with snow leopard vodka loaded with Bloody Mary mix, kimchi, spicy African berber sauce garnished with beef jerky, celery stalk, carrot, and parsley. So that's how I'm going to start my day. But
with a little bit of a bang there, Dan.
Yeah, well, I got to read my pamphlet and strategize on how I'm going to attack the park. So I figure I'd do that and kind of ease into the day at the Animal Kingdom. But anyways, to get back to the core of what we're supposed to be doing here. For lunch, I'm going to go over to Tamu Tamu Refreshments. And I'm going to get the slow-cooked chicken curry with jasmine rice. And
we've had that. That's very, very good, Dan. That's a very good choice.
Well, the reason I picked this is because I actually had this when I was at the Animal Kingdom on my last trip. So you're right, Doug. It is good. And I had never eaten there, actually. So
that's another place I think you actually ate there because I recommended it to you because me and the girls ate there last trip. Remember?
Yeah. I think that was on my mind. And but anyways, yeah, it was awesome. And so that's what I'm going to get for my lunch entree, if you will. And then for dessert, I'm going to go with the pineapple whip soft serve.
Yeah, the trick to that is to ask the girl if you can go back up and get it on a hot day after you're done eating.
Good tip.
Yes, because we were there, and it's cool. It's neat. Like, I didn't even know that little courtyard was there until we started eating there.
Right.
Did you know that little eating area was there until you just ate there?
over to the right in between the buildings, and you kind of go down the corridor there, and then it opens up into a pretty expansive seating area.
Yeah, most people don't even know that exists, I don't think.
No, I didn't either, and actually at the time when I was there, I had my scooter, so, and I was alone. That was at the time where, if you listen to our last show, my family had went back to the resort, and I hung out for a couple hours. So if you can envision this, I had a drink, I had a soft serve, and I had the curry chicken, and I'm trying to drive.
Nobody wanted to be around you with that.
Yeah. I had to drive the scooter with one hand and balance this tray with the other, but I managed to get down there, and luckily there was a table right on the end, so I could just pull my scooter up, and it was all good.
They might hire you down at Circus Soleil down at downtown after you're done that.
Yeah, I learned how to juggle.
But one of the things that I seen when we were there, because we ate there our last trip too in the fall, and it was a hot day. It was, you know, it was nice out, but we had perfect weather, but it was warm out. But what I noticed is I'm looking at all the trays and all the kids and all the people on the dining plan, their soft serve is just melting away on the tray while they're eating.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Now, they obviously allowed you to do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying is I think you could if you asked the cast member, but I would ask them, can I come back up and get my ice cream because it's only going to melt while I'm sitting there.
Right.
And ask for that because yours probably melted almost all the way before you were done eating.
Yeah, it was kind of liquidy.
It's like a milkshake.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is. They have really good food there. It's a nice option. I'm glad we ate there the last time. The girls loved it. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, I tried to do some different things my past trip. And like I said, on this one, you know, it was good to try something different. And it ended up being a good choice.
Well, I'm going to head back because I didn't eat breakfast on my before I left to go to the Animal Kingdom. I'm going to head back to Koo Safari Coffee Shop. And I'm actually going to get myself a nice Danish to start the day off. And you know I already have my Pepsi in my backpack, so I'm good to go.
Right.
So I'm just going to have a nice Danish, something nice and light to get me through the day. Because we always get to the Animal Kingdom early. So we usually eat lunch on the earlier side, you know. Because we're usually, if we get there when it opens, I like to get a snack. And then we'll head over and usually I grab an early lunch, like before noon or right at noon. I don't like to go later in the day because then we usually grab an earlier dinner.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to head over to Koo Safari. I'll get my wife a coffee until the Starbucks opens there. The Starbucks hasn't opened in Animal Kingdom yet, has it?
No, it has not.
It's coming in soon from what I hear.
Yeah, I drove by it and it was all boarded up. I didn't see any construction going on, but it was not open as of four weeks ago.
It's supposed to be open any time. I know they're working on it as we speak.
Right.
But that's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go back to Koo Safari and I'm going to get myself a nice Danish to start my day off. And that's how mine's just plain and simple to start with. So where are you going for dinner then? Dinner or your snack? Which way are you working this?
Yeah, I'm going to just go right into dinner here, and I kind of flip-flop this because usually this is where we get lunch, but I'm going to head over to the Flame Tree Barbecue. I know it's currently closed right now, and actually when I was there, they opened up a couple of kiosks around where the – or I should say outside the construction walls where the Flame Tree Barbecue is, and they're serving the same food items out of those kiosks. So even if you're heading down or you've been down there or you're going to be going soon, if it's not reopened yet, you can still get the ribs and different things, the half a chicken and all that at these kiosks. But, this has been a family favorite for us for years, and we usually get there at least once a trip. Or at least once a trip to the Animal Kingdom, and it's kind of a double-edged sword in that you know, it precludes us from trying some different options, which you're always advocating, Doug. But we love it so much there, so that's definitely where I'm going for dinner, and I'm going to get the half slab of St. Louis ribs with beans and coleslaw.
Oh, that sounds really good. It's good stuff there. Flame Tree never disappoints.
No, it's. You know, it's not fancy food by any means, but it's definitely good, and, you know, you get a good value for your money, I think. And then I'm going to get for dessert the key lime mousse.
Ooh, I've never had that. I wonder how good that is.
I've had it before. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's, you know, in keeping with the, what do they have?
Key lime pie.
Yeah, well, the key lime pie, but the other desserts they offer, don't they have the chocolate cake, I think?
Yeah, always, everybody, I think, has the chocolate cake. And something about that chocolate cake is better there than anywhere on the planet.
Yeah, it is pretty good, but I've had the key lime mousse before. It's pretty good. It's refreshing. I enjoy it.
So what I'm going to do then is me and Bren's going to, well, even though it's my day, we're going to head over, we're going to hop on Dinosaur, because I don't like going on Dinosaur with too full of a stomach. I don't know about you. It's not a good ride, I don't think, to go on right after you've eaten.
You're right, afraid? Yeah, it kind of jumbles you around quite a bit, so yeah, that's probably good advice.
Yeah, have something in your belly, but don't be overstuffed, because I don't think it's good. It's not fair for you or the person sitting next to you.
Yeah. Right.
So, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to head over after I'm done there, being some going on Dinosaurs. We're going to head over and go in the Restaurantosaurus. Have you ever eaten there, Dan?
That's right over by Dinosaur, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, if you
is
cut,
that...
yeah, it's, if you make a right where I can't even I won't say the name. The rides that Disney did not make. Right as you go past them, it's on the right hand side there.
All right, so when you go under the little bridge there where the Boneyard is, you bang a right to go to Dinosaur. It's right on the right there, correct?
Yeah, it's on the way to Dinosaur, absolutely.
Yeah. Didn't they used to serve the McDonald's fries there? Is that the same place?
No, they're up a little bit further.
Okay, all right.
It's a pretty big-sized building. It sits back in a little alleyway there.
Yeah, no, I know where it is. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But what I'm going to get, being I'm allowed to because the wife's not allowed to tell me no. I'm going to get the macaroni and cheese hot dog.
Oof.
It's creamy macaroni and cheese, tasty bacon bits, topped with delicious, hot, delicious, served with fresh bun and your choice of apple slices or french fries. Now, let me ask you, Dan. If you're going to get a macaroni and cheese hot dog, what's the odds you're going to add apple slices to it?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you're already there. You've already broke every rule that's going to hurt you health-wise. Like, why not just finish it off with the french fries, man? Who's going to get the apple slices?
Right. It's like going to McDonald's and getting a Big Mac fries and then getting a Diet Coke, right?
I understand if you're diabetic, but that's just about it. I mean,
right,
besides
right.
that, it's like, it's useless. But yeah, dude, the creamy macaroni and cheese with the bacon bits on a delicious hot dog is awesome. It's just good stuff. And then the french fries to top it off, dip the french fries in a little bit of mac and cheese. You're living large, Dan.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Have you actually had that before, Doug, or is this something you would
get? I'm not saying. Please, this. With the wife with me, I would get the grilled chicken sandwich, which is very good. The grilled chicken breast topped with tomato, garlic, basil, relish, and cheddar.
Right.
And that's served with apple slices or french fries. I barely ever get apple slices. I'm always a french fry kind of guy.
Right.
If I'm on vacation, I 100%.
I got to agree with you there.
And then for dessert, I'm actually going to get the cheesecake in the glass, which is very, very good. You like cheesecake, Dan?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I want to try something different. They have the chocolate mousse, but I want to give the cheesecake in a glass a try. I've never had cheesecake in a glass before, have you?
Can't say that I have.
So I'm going to go for that. But yeah, the macaroni and cheese hot dog is very, very good. Their burgers are also very good there. They have the 1/3 Angus burgers, bacon cheeseburgers there.
Right.
They're very good. I get them without the bacon now. I don't like bacon on my cheeseburger.
Really?
Yeah, it's just I want a burger. If I want a bacon, I'll have a BLT. I mean, I do like bacon, but it's kind of like, okay, man, I'm already having the burger with the cheese. Do I really need to add the bacon to it? I mean, come on. Stop it already.
Everything's better with bacon.
Yeah, well, you sound like Michael Simon from The Chew. You ever watch that?
No.
It's an ABC show, so we're producing Disney right now.
There you go.
We're publicizing Disney. But anyway, that's my wife's favorite show. And that's his motto, Michael Simon. He's done Iron Chef the whole nine yards, and he'll tell you everything's better with bacon.
Right.
But they also have a chicken BLT salad there that's very, very good.
Yeah, it sounds like they got a pretty diverse menu over there.
Yeah, you should give that a try one of your next trips.
I think I will.
So, okay, where's your next stop then?
Well, all I have left is a snack credit, so I'm going to go for the jalapeno cheese stuffed pretzel.
Everybody loves them, Dan.
Yeah.
What kiosk are you getting this from?
I have no idea. I was trying to – I didn't write it down when I went through the menu, but there's several locations you can get it. I've gotten it. There's a little cart outside of where you get the train to go over to the
Bay Village.
Yeah, exactly.
Or conservation station.
Conservation station. I'm going to get it there. I apologize. I don't have the name for it, but those are available at several places throughout the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was hoping you would help our guys out here.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Well, where do you think I'm going for dinner, Dan?
Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, who wouldn't know that if you listen to this show? And I'm on the fence what I'm going to get today. I've had so many different things here. I mean, I know it ain't part of the plan, but I'm going to get the pork pot stickers as an appetizer. I'm going to pay out of pocket for that.
Okay.
They're very, very good. I'm going to share them with my beautiful bride. There's also the lettuce cups for two is pretty good, too, because it has – have you ever tried that?
No, I've only eaten that once, and I think I got some egg rolls and something else, but I haven't really tried a lot of things off that menu.
The lettuce cups for two, as they have minced chicken breast in them, chopped vegetables, Sagani hoisin sauce, crisp lettuce cup. I mean, it's very good. It's a lot better than what it looks like. I mean, it looks very good, but it's more savory than you would think with something being served with lettuce.
Right, right.
It's very, very good. And then I'm going to move on. I'm going to get the chef special. Have you ever had the teriyaki mahi mahi here?
No, I have not.
It's out of this world, dude. It's between that and the seared miso salmon. My wife gets that a lot, but the mahi-mahi here is incredible. It's grilled mahi-mahi, sweet teriyaki sauce, pineapple mango chutney, jasmine rice sauce, and it's sautéed baby bok choy, shiitake mushrooms, and red peppers. I mean, it is awesome, Dennis.
Sounds great.
And it's and I know I'm saying it's only, but it's only $24.99. Disney parks. I mean, and anywhere. I mean, face it. If you get a meal anymore for under $30, it's a value.
Right, right.
Do you disagree with me?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a value, but I mean, as you said, for Disney food and how things are priced down there, I mean, it's not unreasonable.
For me, basically, what I call is a restaurant. I don't even consider Disney property anymore. I mean, me and Brenda go to any restaurant anymore. Most entrees are in the $20 range.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you always say this. If you go back home and go to your local restaurant or whatever, you're going to pay, you know, maybe not quite that much, but, you know, depending on what you get, you're going to be up in the $25 range anyways for most entrees. So it's really not that outrageous, although a lot of people are really tough on Disney as far as their food prices go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to a chain, yeah, you can go to Red Lobster, Olive Garden, or whatever. They have those 2 for $25 meals, take home a meal. They have values, but they're chains. But if you go to any, I'm not even talking 5-star. I'm just talking about any family-owned or local-run business that you're supporting. Mm-hmm. They're going to be charging you $20-some a meal.
Right.
The Bonefish Cafe, we love to go eat there. Have you ever eaten at the Bonefish?
No, I haven't.
It's a really good seafood restaurant. It's a chain, but it's still $25, $30, $32 for every meal. I mean, I always say if you went out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you would spend the same as if you spent it here at Disney for the week, if you eat at restaurants like this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, of course, there's always exceptions to that rule. California Grill, Gico, some of the restaurants over at the Grand Floridian. But you're right, Doug. Most of the middle-of-the-road restaurants, if you will, or the average restaurants, I should say, you're right in that ballpark.
Yeah, because they have other options here, I mean, that are very, very reasonable. And it's like that's one of the higher-end stuff. My wife, like I said here, she got the ribs here, the baby back ribs. They were $27 then, but they were worth $28, $27.99. The slow roasted ribs with hoisin barbecue sauce, chicken fried rice, and sweet chili slaw. Oh, my goodness. We were sitting there that day, and she goes, I think I want to have the ribs. I almost fell off my chair because that was the last thing on the whole menu I expected her to get.
Right, right.
And they were literally falling off the bone there. They were that good.
Nice.
But, I mean, you get lo mein for $19, which I know at your local Chinese restaurant, which, again, it's takeout.
Right.
You're going to get that for $10 or $8, or you can get a pint for $7.99.
Yeah.
But you're being served here. It's lo mein noodles, carrots, cabbage, green onions, bean sprouts, Chickens $18.99, shrimps $19.99, and you get the combo for $19.99, a little bit of shrimp and chicken.
Right.
But the prices here are very good. And then there's other selections too. So the whole family go to Kobe Beef Burger, which isn't cheap. That's $18.99, but at least they offer you a hamburger.
Right, right.
And Kobe Beef's supposed to be the best.
Yeah, I've never had a Kobe Beef hamburger. I'll have to keep that in mind next time I go there. I might check that out.
They're very, very good. My buddy Eric, who's a food snob, he runs, and I kid because I care, but he has one of our local beaches here. It's called Long Beach Island. I know you've probably heard. I think you've heard of it. It's in New Jersey. Well, his family owned. They did. They just sold it to be redeveloped, but they've had it there for almost 30 years. They had a supermarket. It was called Ocean Bay Market.
Okay.
And what he would do, because there was other supermarkets, there was a super, you know, Super G and a shop right down there in Acme, so they couldn't compete with the bigger markets. So
right.
What they did is they end up making it like high-end food. They would have the best chicken breast, the best Kobe beef. They would order all different kinds of specialty meats, specialty
right.
bacons, and then they were packed all the time. He was there. He ordered everything. So it kind of turned him into like a wine sommelier. He was a food, you know, he was,
yeah.
He ordered really good stuff. And I never knew what a Kobe, I knew what it was, but I never had one. And he grilled one up for me one day. It's good stuff, Dan. It's like a filet mignon.
Right.
Of
right,
burgers.
Right.
So I would highly recommend that, but I'm going to go with the Mahi Mahi, which is incredible. Do you like Mahi Mahi?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've had that several times. It's a good tasting fish, a nice white fish, right?
Yeah. Do you ever cook it on the grill?
No, not too much. Like I said, my rest of my family, they don't care for seafood. So generally, we don't have it too often unless I, you know, sometimes I'll get a salmon steak or something and throw it on the grill. But we don't eat fish regularly.
Well, you should grab one of these at your local market when you're giving, you know, cooking up the burgers or chicken for the family.
Right.
Grab yourself a mahi-mahi filet or a steak and throw it on the grill. You'll really enjoy it.
I just might do that.
Yeah, they cook pretty easy. There's nothing special. I mean, it isn't hard to cook. I'll tell you one thing I did have here that I didn't like, but you might. I had the Malaysian seafood curry, and I didn't hate it. I ate the whole meal.
Right.
It's not nothing I get again, but it's mahi-mahi, scallops, little neck clams, mussels, shrimp, zucchini, Roma tomatoes, and a red curry coconut broth and jasmine rice. And it's
right.
$22.99, and I wanted to try it because I like to try different things with the palate. And it had a little too much of the curry in it for me, the red curry.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. All the ingredients you listed sounded delicious, but curry is one of those spices that I'm not a big, big fan of. If it is a little bit in it, it's okay. But, you know, as soon as I knew where you were going, as soon as you started describing that, and I get what you're saying. Had it been in a different type broth or different seasonings, I think you would have liked it a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have. If they'd have just left the curry out, I'd have loved it.
Right,
right. Because I love everything else. If they'd have done a different kind of spice in there. I'm like you, a little bit's okay. I mean, but nah, it was too much for me. I ate the whole thing. It wasn't to the point where I didn't like it, but I would never order it again because there's so many other things. Because they have two different salmons, which a lot of restaurants on property don't have. They have a ginger salmon and then the seared masi salmon, which you don't see usually too many restaurants that have two different kind of salmons on the menu.
No, it's usually just one offering, and it is what it is. But, you know, and that's the thing with the Animal Kingdom. You know, they try to be not authentic to the, you know, the region, if you will, or the, you know, continent of Africa, if you will. But, you know, curry is used quite a bit in the cooking in a lot of the countries over there. So it makes sense. But like I said, curry isn't something that I really, really like. And it's not an acquired taste, but to me, it's a very strong spice. So it's just interesting. A lot of the dishes that we've mentioned, not only curry, but almost every dish was served over a bed of jasmine rice. And I don't mind the jasmine rice. I mean, it doesn't really have that much of a different flavor than white rice, to me anyways. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's just overpowered by whatever the sauce is in the dish that you're having.
It's also a little healthier for you, because if you notice, they almost all their dishes here, you're right, they offer jasmine rice or brown rice, which they're both healthier for you than the white rice.
Correct.
And if they're cooked right, and I'll tell you what is also very good here. And I know they say it's like your local Chinese, but you're getting an entree. I mean, it's on a major plate, and the food is like so fresh and good. The sweet and sour chicken or pork is very good, but they also have this crispy honey chicken that is very, very good, Dan. I think you'd really enjoy that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I don't mean to go over everything. I'm going to get the mahi-mahi, but I wanted to give a little more detailed review of the restaurant while I was here because I've had so many different choices here.
Yeah, no, it's good to hear because, you know, I know you go back and forth on this, but, you know, a lot of people don't spend a whole lot of time at the Animal Kingdom, but with the new Rivers of Light show that's going to be coming forth fairly soon. In fact, not to get sidetracked here.
No,
but
you can. That's what the show does. We always get sidetracked.
No, when I was down there, you could really start to see stadium, for lack of a better term, coming to be over there by Expedition Everest. If you go by Expedition Everest and you're heading towards Nemo, they have the fences up with the they have the tarps over the fences so you can't
really
see it.
Yeah, they're telling you Animal Kingdom, because they had the same thing up when we were there. They're saying we're building the future and all
right.
The different stuff. And yeah, they because that's what I was telling you when I got back. I said, hey, because remember the Tough to Be a Bug was even shut down when I was there. There was half the park was fenced off.
Right. And it still is quite a bit of construction fence. But where I was going with this is I was able to find a place in the fence where some fellow guests had kind of ripped the tarp a little
bit. I think it was me, but don't tell them.
Yeah. So I was able to drive my cart right there and kind of pull back the tarp a little bit. And, you know, they actually have a lot of the seating in around the waterway there. And you
could
see
it's amazing looking.
Yeah, and you can see where they've kind of cleared out the vegetation, and, you know, it's starting to really come into being now. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, that progress and actually open up. But where I was going with this, and the reason that, you know, it's kind of good that you went into a little bit more depth in the Animal Kingdom restaurants and menus is people are going to be staying there longer now because you're going to have this nighttime show. So people that tend to, you know, maybe only spend three quarters of a day there or leave at 2-3 o'clock are now maybe either going to stay the whole day or maybe, you know, wait till noontime or stay at the resort and then head to the Animal Kingdom for the afternoon / evening to see that show. So they're going to be dining in some of these restaurants, and, you know, a lot of folks probably haven't experienced some of these menu items, so it's kind of good that you went into a little detail there.
Thank you, and exactly, and also with Avatar Land opening, it's going to be more than a full day park there. You're going to have extra magic hours at night. I can see them coming too, and the reason I went into detail here too is, Dan, is I don't want to bring up, you know, another park, but I will, because that's what we do on this show, because we gab out of the box. It's the same thing with Yak and Yeti, I think, a lot of times, is like Spice Road Table. People assume what the restaurant offers before they even go there.
Yeah, and I think the Animal Kingdom in particular is one of those places, like I said, where it is, you know, more themed food, if you will. I think that, you know, that people just have that, you know, preconceived notion that, oh, that's going to be, you know, spicy or it's going to taste a certain way because they have this perception of food from that region, but not necessarily true.
No, exactly, and I just wanted to, you know, tell everybody, like, that, you know, with the Kobe beef burgers, they also have something I want to try and I haven't yet. It's called orange beef. Have you ever heard of orange beef?
Never heard of it.
It's a wok fried beef, onion, celery, carriage, and an orange stir fry sauce. It's like $19. It's something I would like to try.
Yeah, no, it sounds different, and I think I've had something like that, like at a Chinese restaurant, an orangey mandarin orange or something like that sauce, so that appeals to me. I would definitely give that a shot.
Yeah, I'd like to try something different, or if you're out, maybe you grab that instead of grabbing an appetizer, you grab this as a third entree for you two to try. Use that as your appetizer, so you each order what you know you're going to like, and then you could try something like that for next time. We do things like that sometimes.
Not a bad plan.
And then for dessert, drum roll.
I know where you're going.
Well, my wife is going to take the mango pie, which is have you tried that yet, then?
No, haven't had that.
It's incredible. It's a shortbread cookie crust is what makes it. Fresh whipped cream and raspberry sauce on top of this mango pie, which is out of this world. But it's not as far out of this world as the fried wontons. Have you had them yet?
I have not.
I'm so ashamed of you, then.
I ate a Tamu Tamu. They didn't serve them there.
you got to go get these. I mean, to me, this is my equivalent of your school bread, but it's even better.
Okay.
You're going to tell me it is when you're done trying it.
Okay.
But it skewers a fresh pineapple and cream cheese wontons. When I tell you, they're incredible. And then you get a side of freshly made vanilla ice cream with a honey drizzle vanilla all over the plate. It is absolutely out of this world. I'm eating the entire dinner, which is incredible. And all is on my mind is these fried wontons. Because we did the same thing the very first year me and Brenda ate here at Yak and Yeti, going back years ago. It was the first time me and her... I'm lying. We ate at the Yak and Yeti one time before that, but this time was the first time we got free dining because me and her never do the dining plan.
Right.
And I 100% blame the dining plan for creating me to have a Disney sweet tooth. Because until we got free dining, me and her never really got a lot of desserts because we were always full. We would never order dessert because we were stuffed.
Right.
But with the free dining, you have to get the dessert. It's free. Who wouldn't take the dessert? It's free.
Exactly.
Well, she had her mango pie and I had my fried wontons. And don't you know, 2 days later, we were back at the Animal Kingdom eating lunch at the Yak and Yeti so we could each get. And that's the second time we ate there. She got the salmon the first time. The second time we ate there is the time she got the baby back ribs. So we got surprised by them. And then our desserts, we're both looking at each other like we're in heaven. If this is what heaven is, this is what it is. I mean, we shared, but we didn't want to because we both liked our own so much.
Right.
Here, try some. Only a little bit.
Yeah.
And I tell the story. The mango pie was so good that after we lost our puppy, Precious was almost 18 years old.
Right.
I actually called down here and ordered mango pie to get it sent home for my wife.
Wow.
To cheer her up. And that's how great that mango pie is.
Did they send it?
What happened was because of the way the distributor is, they couldn't do it. And I tried. And the thing of it is the manager from the Yak and Yeti, because they're owned by a different company. They're owned by the Landry Company, not Disney.
Right.
There's Rainforest Cafe, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
The way they're shipping is they would have to do it through a third party.
Right.
And the guy was incredible, and it was amazing because he offered me free T-shirts. He offered me hats. He wanted to give me stuff. They didn't have a way to ship the food.
Right.
And I said, I didn't call here, and I didn't accept any of it because I appreciate what he did for me. And what I said, I said, I don't want anything for free. This wasn't why the reason I was calling. I made a bunch of phone calls. And you know how I am, Dan, to talk to our sponsors. I find ways to get a hold of people.
Right.
I went through I was working. I went through all these different channels, and I finally got the manager on the phone for the Yak and Yeti.
Right.
And he couldn't have been nicer. And I told him, I said, listen, I wasn't asking for anything for free. I was willing to pay whatever to get this sent to me. So don't feel bad. So he gave me his name and number the next time we went there. He hooked us up.
Right.
But the point of, and I didn't want it, but it was just I was trying to do something nice for my wife.
Yeah. Nah, that's a nice story. Too bad it didn't work out, but I mean, it wasn't for lack of trying on both ends.
No, it was sweet that he gave me his number and everything. He wanted to, and all I did is introduce myself the next time I went down. But the point was he wanted to send free stuff, and I wasn't looking for free T-shirts and hats.
Right.
In retrospect, I probably should have got a Yak and Yeti hat, but I didn't want to make. This man was trying to be nice. I don't want to put more stuff on his plate. He has enough to do, taking care of guests that are already there.
Exactly.
But I hope you guys enjoyed our food reviews. Now that I'm dying for some fried wontons from Yak and Yeti. But I really enjoyed this, and I hope you guys enjoy it too. It's going to be our new little segment. And I hope you guys like it. And it's the Main Street Dining Plan, the way we would do it.
There you go.
So, do you have a good time, Dan?
I did. I'm looking forward to getting to some of the other parks. Now my mind's racing as to where we're going to go, but we'll see where we go in the future.
So are you hungry too? Because I know I am.
Yeah, I am, now that we've talked about all this food.
Yeah, now I'm going to go cook it instead of having this great stuff. But thanks, guys. If you could, please give us a review on iTunes. I know we keep begging, but we're not going to stop until you guys do. And thanks for all you loyal followers on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks, guys. You don't know how much we appreciate you guys listening to us every week. We really do appreciate it, and thank you. You got anything else, my good friend, Dan?
No, that's going to do it. Enjoyed it and look forward to doing the other parks and resorts and seeing where this dining plan takes us.
And if there's any places you guys have eaten out of the place, like these fried wontons or anything, guys, you like, send us a tweet on Twitter or actually drop us an email. We'd enjoy to hear what you guys like, your little hidden gems.
Absolutely.
That's going to be it. Have a great day, guys. Great evening. And I will talk to you real soon, my buddy, Dan.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.